Not so fast, college basketball fans. The men's tournament is over, and congrats to UConn, but there's some unfinished business in Indianapolis. That's the site of tonight's women's title game between an unlikely pair. Texas A&M plays Notre Dame. It's only the second women's championship in history that does not include a number one seed. That means tonight no star players like Maya Moore of Connecticut or legendary coaches like UConn's Gino Auriemma or Tennessee's Pat Summitt. But as NPR's Tom Goldman tells us, those who love women's basketball love what's going on in Indianapolis.
And no one loves it more than Texas A&M head coach Gary Blair, who opined yesterday on a championship lacking star power.
What's wrong with good old Muffet and good old Gary and two great teams right here that play tremendous team basketball that do not rely on just one player?
Good old Muffet is Notre Dame head coach Muffet McGraw, the woman whose team 2 days ago more than lived up to its nickname Fighting Irish by dismantling number one seeded UConn. After the final horn, Fighting Irish point guard Skylar Diggins bounced around the court screaming, "Not in my house." Indy's Conseco Fieldhouse basically is home court for Indiana-based Notre Dame. But in a larger context, there was, at that moment, a sense that renovation is underway in the house of women's college basketball. Gary Blair.
Instead of everyone going to Tennessee, Duke, and Connecticut, Stanford, and a couple other schools, we're starting to spread it out.
Yes, the parity conversation that dominated this year's men's tournament has been replayed here in Indianapolis. With caveats, those who follow women's basketball closely aren't quite ready to acknowledge a revolution. A&M and Notre Dame, after all, aren't exactly Davids, they're number two seeds. But A&M defensive coordinator Vic Schaefer says the Goliaths may be less Goliath-like than in the past. To illustrate, he cites a legendary University of Texas football coach.
You know, I think the days are over where programs are stockpiling players. You know, in the 60s, Darrell Royal had his second and third team could beat everybody else's first team at Texas in football. Those days are over.
Certainly, A&M's and Notre Dame's presence in the title game is encouraging to players who've grown up in a world of a few haves and lots of have-nots. Players like A&M senior point guard Sidney Colson.
We would always underachieve and be at home talking about what we could do, you know, like, oh man, we could have matched up with them well. We beat that team. Who's about to beat them? That could have been us.
Well, now it is. And in tonight's game, much of the action, fittingly, will take place amongst the little guys, the guards. Colson and 5'6" junior Sidney Carter spearhead a hyper-aggressive A&M defense. The Sidneys pursue the ball like sharks after chum, and they often get it. Lying in bed after A&M's win Sunday over top-seeded Stanford, Carter admitted thinking about winning the championship.
I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but I was thinking of how my reaction's going to be because the media's got me crying a couple of times, and I'm like, yeah, it's not a good look. But if we win the game, I don't know if I'm just going to lay there or I'm going to dogpile.
Easy, Sidney. There's the small matter of getting past Notre Dame and point guard Diggins, who has successfully handled all kinds of pressure during the tournament. The lefty sophomore sounds like Leonard Bernstein.
To direct and conduct.
When describing her point guard duties, she has performed like a maestro, and in a star-deprived championship, Diggins is the closest thing to big fame. Rapper Lil Wayne tweeted his congrats to Diggins and the Irish Sunday. Who knows, after tonight, another left-handed hoopster who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue might send his regards to a new champion of what could be a defining title game. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Indianapolis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.